Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The passion and purpose of the Christian Research Institute is to contend earnestly for the faith once for all delivered to the saints by focusing on apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. To connect with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. And now here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Happy New Year to everyone listening in. Hard to believe, but we are now in the year 2017. I often think about how quickly life goes and how easy it is to miss the main and the plain things. So in this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, I want to impress you with three things. First of all, I want to impress on you once again that the Bible is indeed a reliable authority. Secondly, I hope to impress on you the need to read through the Bible in the sense in which it is intended. And thirdly, I want to offer you a reading plan that you may never before have considered, or if you have, inspire you to use this reading plan to read the Bible this year from cover to cover. All of the information I talk about on the show you can find on the web at equip.org, or if you need to, you can write me, Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And do remember our resource consultant standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. I want to start with just a word from Thomas Watson to give you a little bit of a taste of why we are so intoxicated by the Word of God. He said the Bible is a rock of diamonds. It's a chain of pearls. It's the sword of the Spirit, a chain by which the Christian sails towards eternity. It is the map by which he daily walks, the sundial by which he sets his life, and the balance in which he weighs his actions. There's a book I wrote. It's called Has God Spoken? If you don't have it, I hope you get it right away. I titled the book, Has God Spoken? Because if there is a more significant question, I am wholly unaware of what it might be. A Muslim would answer that question by pointing directly and squarely at the Quran as God's only credible, uncorrupted revelation. Why? Because, well, from the Muslim perspective, God spoke through the Archangel Gabriel, who dictated the Quran to Muhammad over a period of 23 years. If you talk to a Mormon, they're pretty sure, in much the same way, that God has spoken through a revelation called the Book of Mormon, which, by the way, the Prophet Joseph Smith called the most correct of any book on earth and the keystone to our religion. In fact, Joseph Fielding Smith, who happened to be the sixth president of the Mormon Church, went so far as to say that not only were the words correct, but every letter was given to Smith by the gift and the power of God. But here's the question: has God really spoken through the Quran or the Book of Mormon? The answer is emphatically no. The Quran is a hopelessly flawed document full of faulty ethics and factual errors. In fact, I often refer to Surah 4:3, where Muhammad allegedly received a revelation from God allowing men to marry women of your choice, 2, 3, or 4. Or Surah 33:50, where he ends up receiving a divine sanction to marry any believing woman who dedicates her soul to the Prophet if the Prophet wishes to wed her. So here's the deal. Other men were permitted to marry up to only 4 wives. However, Allah conveniently provides Muhammad with a divine exception for his marriage to at least 12 women, including Aisha. And that story is a story I won't get into except to say he married her at the tender age of 6 and then consummated the marriage when she was but 9 years of age. Many other troubling aspects of the Quran, including the fact that it allows men to beat their wives in order that these women might return to obedience. And we could talk about the factual errors, just as problematic. A case in point would be the Quranic denial of Christ's crucifixion. I suppose that's probably the worst of all of them, because the denial is explicit and it is emphatic. In the Quran you read, they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them. And as I establish in my book, Has God Spoken? If you look at the evidence points in precisely the opposite direction. The fatal suffering of Jesus Christ, as recounted in the New Testament, is one of the most well-established realities in all of ancient history. And in today's modern age of scientific enlightenment, there is a virtual consensus among credible scholars, and I'm not just talking about conservative scholars, but liberal scholars as well, that Christ did, in fact, die on a Roman cross. Well, I mentioned the Book of Mormon. Let me say something about that as well, because it fares no better than the Quran. Mormons may claim that their prophet Joseph Smith found golden plates which contained the fullness of the everlasting gospel, but they say it was written in what's called Reformed Egyptian hieroglyphics. But if you look at the facts, again, the facts point in another direction, because not only is there no archaeological evidence for a language such as Reformed Egyptian hieroglyphics, there is no archaeological support for lands that you find in the Book of Mormon, lands like the land of Moron. Believe it or not, it's found in Ether chapter 7. Nor is there any archaeological evidence to buttress the notion that the Jaredites, the Nephites, the Lamanites migrated from Israel to the Americas. In fact, both archaeology and anthropology demonstrate conclusively that the people, the places, the particulars chronicled in the Book of Mormon are little more than the products of a fertile and faulty imagination. Well, here's the deal. Why did I mention the Quran and the Book of Mormon? It is because, according to critics, the notion that God has spoken and that the Bible is a credible repository of what he has said does not stand up in the light of cold, hard facts any better than the Quran and the Book of Mormon. And what I want to do, and I hope that you will get this not only in a book but into your head, is to counter these kinds of contentions, and as well to craft a cumulative case for the absolute authority of the Bible. You need to know that what you have given your life to is faith founded in a refutable fact. God has spoken. In other words, you read the Bible and you are interacting with the very mind of God. You are interacting with the minds of those that God inspired to write his words. Think about this for a moment. When they wrote, they were very much alive. So as you read, you're reading the thoughts of those inspired by God. What an incredible privilege we have, and how easy it is to take that privilege all too lightly. Well, I want to mention that on a personal note, writing a book on a subject like this is the culmination of my life goal to provide you, as well as seekers and skeptics, with a memorable means by which to internalize answers to the great apologetic issue, the issue of whether or not the Bible is in fact a reliable authority for living your life. So, the book is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. I hope if you haven't read it that you'll read it this year. I also have distilled the book in a 4x6 laminated flip chart. It's called Maps, Memorable Keys to the Bible's Divine Inspiration. I love these little flip charts because I make them in 4x6. I laminate them, and there's a reason for that. You can carry this with you in a pocket or a purse, and you can internalize the information because the information is given to you in a memorable format. I talk about the manuscript copies, the archaeologist's spade, prophetic stars and the constellation of biblical prophecy, and scriptural lights as well. So I want you to master the proofs for the divine inspiration of Scripture. You can do that in minutes, but even more, you can remember them for a lifetime. It's a memorable defense of the most significant literary work in the history of humanity. Well, when we come back from the second segment, or when we come to the second segment, I should say, we're going to talk a little bit about not only recognizing that the Bible is the infallible repository for redemptive revelation, but we're going to talk about how to read it in the sense in which it's intended. Because that's another great goal, as I mentioned at the very outset. That's a goal that I hope you master this year. You set the goal out and then master doing the very thing you set out to do, which is if you read the Bible in the sense in which it's intended, that Bible is going to open up in a way that it's never opened up for you before. Well, that entails a little bit of work, but not much. It entails using an acronym that I developed. It's the acronym LIGHTS. These are lights that guide you as you read the Bible, lights on your path, as it were, to reading the Bible for all it's worth. That, again, is part of a flip chart, a 4x6 laminated flip chart. If you don't have it, get it. You can find it on the web at equip.org. All of these resources available for those who support the ministry. Hope you'll be generous this year because I cannot do what I do without you. This is a good segue for me to say that we always ask people year by year to stand with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth, because we do what we do because life and truth matter. But we don't do it in isolation. We do it in community. And you are part of the community of faith that makes it possible for people to have their lives transformed. And I'll tell you, I get so many letters from people that talk about transformation of life. I was thinking about a letter I got in 2016, the year just gone by. This letter says, and that's from Charles, he's in Houston, Texas. It says, I don't get to listen to your show very often as the radio stations no longer carry the broadcast in my area. And let me stop there for a moment. There's a lot of ways in which you can get the radio broadcast. You can download an app, just go to equip.org. You can download an app and you can listen to live broadcasts on your smartphone. It's streamed on the net. You can, on your app, read articles from the Christian Research Journal. You can listen to archive broadcasts and much, much more. You can even give in a safe, secure fashion. But Charles goes on to say, I've read some of my fellow coworkers label the Bible Answer Man broadcast as controversial, causing a schism in the body of Christ. I often say, controversy for the sake of controversy is sin, but controversy for the sake of the truth is a divine command. Anyway, Charles goes on to say, however, I really appreciate the level-headed approach the broadcast has, that it's based not only in history and theology, but in sound philosophy as well. That is one of the elements that is missing from so much of the church's teaching these days, and it's obvious that Hank is well-grounded in the philosophical aspects of Christianity. The broadcast helped me years ago as I was journeying out of a heavily superstitious United Pentecostal Church doctrine. Thank you for a job well done. You're making a difference, and I just wanted you to know it. Well, Charles wanted me to know it. I wanted you to know it as well, because those of you listening to my voice right now that stand with us prayerfully and financially are part of the team that makes this possible, not only in the West, but all over the world. So thank you very much for your support. If you can stand with us this month, it would be deeply appreciated. Again, the resources that I mentioned available for those who support the ministry, check it out on the web at equip.org, or simply write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Don't touch that dial. I got some really exciting stuff coming up.
The great Protestant reformer Martin Luther testified, "I am well satisfied with the gift of the Holy Scriptures, which give me abundant instruction and all that I need to know for this life and for that which is to come." Luther's wise words ought to prompt us to hit the pause button and become immersed in God's Word. To help you do that, CRI is offering the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized new audio production voiced by an all-star cast and featuring an original music score, along with wonderful sound effects. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or go online to equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will return in just a few moments. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day, or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today. Again, that's equip.org/app. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. To stand our ground effectively against today's assaults on the Christian worldview, we must, as Hank Hanegraaff says, get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into us. To help you do that, the Christian Research Institute is offering the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This new magnificently dramatized production is voiced by an all-star cast and features an original music score and wonderful sound effects. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or go online at equip.org. Once again, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. You're listening to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It is 2017. The resources that I talk about on the broadcast, you can find on the web at equip.org. One of those resources is a legacy plan. Now, that legacy reading plan, you can also find in my book, Has God Spoken? So if you get the book, you get the plan to boot. Also, a couple of charts that I was talking about, 6 by 4 laminated flip charts, one lights on your path to reading the Bible for all it's worth, the other titled Maps, Memorable Keys to the Bible's Divine Inspiration. I want to talk a little bit right now about reading the Bible in the sense in which it's intended. In the last segment of the broadcast, I want to talk to you about how to do that. But let me give you a little context. The legacy of the English Bible, this is a fantastic thing to get a little sense of because it had its genesis in the writings of Oxford theologian John Wycliffe. You might recall that he was fondly remembered as the morning star of the Reformation. And his translations from the 1380s still remain the only English Bible all the way up until the invention, think about that, all the way up until the invention of movable type in the 16th century, and of course, profoundly influenced the legacy of the English Bible. But what happened? Well, he held that the Bible, rather than the Pope, was the authority for faith and practice, and therefore his writings were condemned as heresy. Because in this view, putting Scripture into the hands of the laity was an outrage against the authority of the church. So 44 years after Wycliffe died, Pope Martin V had Wycliffe's bones unearthed, incinerated, and then the ashes unceremoniously thrown to the wind. But, like the ashes, the legacy of Wycliffe's English Bible spread abroad in the ensuing years. And no person made a greater contribution to the legacy of the English Bible than someone that maybe encountered those ashes in the wind. He was the Oxford-Cambridge scholar named William Tyndale. And like Wycliffe, Tyndale defied the papacy and its traditions. He was bent on making the Bible available to the commoner, so that, as he put it, a boy who drives the plow would be as familiar with the Scriptures as was the Pope. Tyndale's work ended up becoming a basis for a plethora of traditions, translations, all culminating with the King James Version of the Bible. And after a lengthy imprisonment, Tyndale, like Wycliffe before him, was tried. Think of that, tried for translating the Bible into the English language. And as a result of the trial, he was martyred. The date riveted in my mind, October 6, 1536. Why riveted in my mind? Because while his body was ablaze, Tyndale cried out, saying, these were his words, "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." Well, that prayer did not go unanswered. It found an answer ironically, in King Henry VIII authorizing an English translation of the greatest volume to be chained to every church pulpit in the land. That was a big step forward. But due to its size, the first authorized, as it was called, English translation called the Great Bible was still in chains. The volume and popularity of the Great Bible was such that parishioners, they didn't get it, but they came from far and wide. They gathered in parishes to experience, think about this, we take this for granted, but they wanted to experience something incredible. What was that? Formal readings from the pages of the Bible. Well, the Bible is now available to the masses in a sense that it was never available before. But it remained in chains nonetheless. And I think that's an interesting part of the story as well, because this is not to protect it from thieves, but it was to protect it from unbridled speculations of untrained laity. But Luther, you remember Luther started a great reformation in 1517 by nailing 95 theses to the castle door in Wittenberg. Luther would have none of it. And the reason he didn't want to have any part of that is because he believed that the Bible, he believed it was profound such that a theologian could drown in it, and yet so perspicuous that a child could fathom it. That word perspicuous simply means it is clear and consistent within itself. And thus, when Catholic humanist Desiderius Erasmus of Rotterdam warned that the translation of the Bible into the vernacular of the masses would unloose a floodgate of iniquity, Luther had, in his usual cryptic style, a response. He said, "If a floodgate of iniquity be opened, so be it." Well, to guard against the floodgate of iniquity, what the Reformers did is they forward a principle. It was called the analogy of faith. And this was the primary principle in the art and science of biblical interpretation. The interpretive principle was to interpret the cloudy in view of the clear. Another way of putting that is the implicit in view of that which was explicit. The whole of the Bible was to be regarded as greater than the sum of its individual parts, and comprehension of the whole was recognized as impossible apart from, well, comprehension of its individual passages, and comprehension of individual passages impossible apart from comprehension of the whole. So you got to know the grand meta-narrative, but the individual passages become clear in that light, but each passage fits into the mosaic, which is, of course, the whole. And therefore, through devoted application of the analogy of faith, faithful interpreters could prevail over the abominable interpretations of the unstable. Well, tragically, the safeguard holding back the floodgate of iniquity fell into disuse and disrepair, and therefore the Bible all too often has been turned and twisted into but a pathetic caricature of itself. Great and glorious passages demonstrating the Bible to be divine rather than merely human in origin were grotesquely twisted to make the Bible appear merely human rather than manifestly divine in origin. And that's been going on from that time to the present. And this is one of the things that I really wanted to talk to you about heart to heart today. The reason the Bible gets twisted like a wax nose is because people simply don't know the art and science of biblical interpretation. There's a big word that codifies that art and science. It's called hermeneutics. But that word is simply letting us know that there's a science involved because there are principles involved. It's also letting us know that the more you use the principles, the better you will get at it. And that's really, I mean, you think about any art you want to be involved in as a Christian, as a lover of God and a lover of His Word, there is no more significant art, to be immersed in than this? And again, the reason I set this up the way I set this up is think about what early Christians like Wycliffe and Tyndale were willing to do so you could have not just a Bible, but probably lots and lots of Bibles in your home or in your office. They were willing to give up their lives and, in fact, did that. So you don't want to take it for granted. As I mentioned in the first segment, I did a flip chart. It's called Lights on Your Path to Reading the Bible for All It's Worth. And you can find that little flip chart on the web at equip.org. If you don't have it, please get it. It's available for those who support the ministry. Pick up this flip chart and go through it. Master the principles. I actually use the words lights, not gratuitously, but as an acronym. I tried to give you the information in a way you can not only hear it, but remember it. So the word lights, each letter gives you a principle in the art and science of biblical interpretation. The L stands for the literal principle of biblical interpretation, which means that you have to read the Bible as literature. Now, it's inspired, infallible literature, but literature nonetheless. And therefore, you must read it in the sense in which it is intended. So if John says in the book of Revelation, there are golden bowls full of incense, you don't want to take that in a wooden literal sense. You want to take it in the sense in which it is intended. He means these are the prayers of the saints. How do I know that? Well, in this case, he actually tells you that. But when you master the art of biblical interpretation, you're going to be able to figure this out throughout the Bible. There's also an illumination principle. That's the I. And this principle is fantastic because you're not interpreting the Bible on your own. If you are imbued with the Spirit of God, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, the Spirit will give you insights. It's not about impressing something that doesn't belong in the text on the text, but the Holy Spirit will give you insights about what He has placed in the text. Not only that, but He will assure you that what is in the text is in fact so, is in fact true. Well, the other letters are the grammatical principle, the historical principle, typology. Oh, my goodness, if you are not familiar with typology, the Bible is rich with the tapestry of typology. If it's a foreign word, this flip chart will make it a familiar word for you. And then finally, you have the principle of scriptural synergy. And I started talking about that at the outset when I was saying that you cannot understand the Bible as a whole without understanding its individual parts, nor understand its individual parts without understanding the Bible as a whole. Well, a lot more could be said, but the flip chart available, you can check it out on the web at equip.org. Write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. When we come back from the break, the quote of the day, as well as the legacy reading plan. Now, I thought long and hard about how I could put a plan together to make reading the Bible in 2017 or any other year an absolute delight. And you'll be surprised when we come back. I'll tell you a little bit about it, how wonderful this plan is and how easy it is to get, no cost. In fact, hint, hint, you can find it on the web at equip.org. We're going to be back in just a few moments, as just mentioned, with more of this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
There is a battle for truth raging around us, but the firm foundation upon which Christians stand is God's Word. It is the supreme authority and knowledge base from which our worldview radiates. Become grounded in God's Word through the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. Brilliantly recorded, it is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich new production voiced by internationally renowned actors. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. Hank will be back after this. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the Revised and Updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today. Again, that's equip.org/app. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the Journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ and helping His followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff writes, "Like a rock of Gibraltar embedded in a sea of manuscript copies, the Bible is yet and forever will be an immovable bulwark fueling our faith and shattering the waves of skepticism and doubt. Immerse yourself in the Scriptures with the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version voiced by an all-star cast, featuring an original musical score and wonderful sound effects. Receive the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. Well, let's return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy, and we start this segment out with the quote of the day. It comes from W.E. Sangster, who said, "The tooth of time gnaws all books but the Bible. 19 centuries of experience have tested it. It has passed through critical fires no other volume has suffered. And its spiritual truths have endured the flames and come out without so much as the smell of burning." Again, the quote of the day by W.E. Sangster. He was a Methodist pastor of the once well-known Westminster Central Hall, which was in the heart of London across from the famous Westminster Abbey. Central Hall has since declined, as has Methodism around the world. I think some of the early Methodists would not only turn over in their graves, but go into high rotation if they knew what was going on within their denominations, as many of the denominations are just getting rid of the miraculous. Everything is explained in naturalistic terms, and they think that's the only explanation. You're listening to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, January 2nd. It's the first broadcast of the year, and I'm talking about the Bible. I want you to know just how significant the Word of God is, but more than that, in this segment, I want you to not only get into the Word of God, get the Word of God into you, but do it intentionally. And to that end, I've developed what is called a legacy reading plan. I've often said, if I live to be the age of my father when he died, I will have the privilege of reading the Bible only a number of more times. When I first said that and first wrote that in Has God Spoken, I said 18 more times. Today I have to say, well, only 8 more times. If I live to be as old as my mother, she's 91. Well, I'll be able to read it 25 more times. If I live longer, well, so much the better. But reading through the Bible in 1 year at any age is a daunting proposition. I know that you think about this and you think about, wow, that's like an elephant. How do I eat an elephant? Well, you eat it one bite at a time. The Legacy Reading Plan is strategically designed to empower you to do that very thing. The format is specifically formulated to make your time in God's Word the very best it can be. I put a lot of thought into this. I use a legacy acronym to give you a memorable reminder to make this year, the year 2017, a year of breakthrough for you. So let me use that legacy acronym. It's basically just a way of organizing my thoughts. But the L will remind you as well that there is a location for you to read the Word of God. I find that if I have a special place to go to, it makes reading the Bible a special enterprise that day as well. So my question to you is, do you have a secret place? In other words, do you have a location where you can drown out the static of the world and hear the voice of your Heavenly Father as He speaks to you through the majesty of His Word? It doesn't have to be the same secret place as your wife or one of your children, if you have children. It doesn't have to be the same secret place that one of your fellow church members uses. I mean, this has to be unique to you. It could be a sauna. It could be your car. Look, my secret place is different from my wife's secret place, but you all need a place away from the invasive sounds of the world so that you can hear the sounds of another place, so that you can hear another voice. So the first thought I have in terms of using the Legacy Reading Plan, which you'll find on the web at equip.org, is to find your secret place. The second thing I want you to know is that the plan I developed is unique in that it requires you to process books of the Bible rather than piecing together bits of books. Because the goal is to comprehend the essence of God, the essence that He is communicating in His Word, by reading each biblical book as a whole. Now, there are a few exceptions, Psalms and Proverbs, but the exceptions prove the rule. But I want you to read each book of the Bible as a whole to get the grand meta-narrative of that particular book. The next principle I want to mention, and this is the G in legacy, is genre. A genre means form. To understand Scripture in the sense in which it's intended, it is important to pay special attention to the genre that you are reading. Put another way, if you want to interpret the Bible as literature, it's crucial to consider the kind of literature that you're interpreting, because the Bible has all kinds of different forms. A legal brief differs from a prophetic oracle, and there's a difference in genre between, therefore, Leviticus and Revelation. Genre is particularly significant when considering writings that are difficult to categorize, like Genesis. Genesis is a largely historical narrative, but it's interlaced with symbolism and repetitive poetic structure. So during the spring, the plan is to read through the historical narratives while the focus for the summer is prophecy. The A in legacy, again, I'm just organizing the thoughts so you can remember them and I can remember them as I talk to you, has to do with the author. It's essential to read through books rather than bits of books, but it's also helpful to read biblical authors sequentially. And therefore, in the legacy reading plan that I've developed, I grouped the books by author. That's particularly helpful because even though biblical authors wrote as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit, their personalities, their proclivities are clearly evident in their writings. I'll give you one example, and that is John. John and John alone identifies Jesus as the Word or the Logos. And in a similar fashion, John alone identifies Jesus as the true witness. And it is John who most exploits the Mosaic requirements of the two witnesses. Now, I simply mentioned that because his fingerprints are all over his writings, and that's why I want you to read the five books of John as a whole, together, sequentially, just like you read the five books of Moses when you start the reading plan. The C in legacy will remind you of context. Context has an impact on how you conceptualize one set of biblical books in relationship to another. And for that reason, the epistles are read prior to the synoptic gospels in the legacy reading plan. The synoptics, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And in this way, the didactic teaching principles of the epistles are going to provide you with a theological context by which you can better understand the gospel narratives. Not only that, but because the book of Revelation draws heavily upon the imagery of the Hebrew prophets, the reading of Revelation is placed in close proximity to the Old Testament prophets. And because the Gospels recount the birth and ministry of Christ, the Synoptics and the book of Acts are assigned to the month of December. Now, you'll see all of this in the reading of the plan. I'm just giving you a little taste of what's coming up. The final letter in legacy, of course, is Y. It has to do with year. And let me just say this about that. The overarching objective of the legacy reading plan is to read through the Bible once a year, every year for the rest of your life. The reading calendar is naturally segmented into seasons and the seasons into months. At the beginning of each year, you know that during the winter, your focus will be on the Pentateuch and poetry. That happens, by God's grace, to be 249 chapters. In the spring, the historical books. That also happens to be, believe it or not, 249 chapters. In the summer, the prophets. Almost the same number, 250 chapters. And then during the fall, the New Testament, 260 chapters. But each season is further broken down into months. Thus, every January, your goal is to read through Genesis and Exodus, and every December, the Synoptic Gospels and Acts. Now, there are times when you will naturally read 10 chapters at a time, and others when you will read one or two. But most importantly, you will read the Bible just as you read other literature. Again, the legacy reading plan in the winter, you're focusing in on Hebrew Pentateuch, and Hebrew poetry. That's pretty cool. And then in the spring, you'll be focused in on Hebrew history. In the summer, the Hebrew prophets. And then in the fall, the New Testament. You might also, when you have some time, when you're really inspired, read through the Apocrypha as well. If you can find a copy of the Apocrypha, it's worth reading through because, for example, if you want to know what happened with respect to Daniel's dreams, how that really cashed out, well, you find the answer to that question in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Maccabees. You may want to put it on a different footing than the Bible, but nonetheless, this historical information is poignant and profound, particularly when you start thinking about the other worldly sacrifice of those who refused to be Hellenized by the Old Testament Antichrist, Antiochus the Fourth Epiphanes. These are inspiring stories of courage. So just as you read other books that relate to the Bible, the Apocrypha is something that you might want to become familiar with as well. The Legacy Reading Plan, as I mentioned, you can find on the web at equip.org. You can also find a copy in the book that I was referring to earlier, Has God Spoken? You can find all these resources on the web. And then, of course, the flip charts that I mentioned, Lights on Your Path to Reading the Bible for All It's Worth. This is the Art and Science of Biblical Interpretation made easy, understandable, and memorable. And then MAPS, Memorable Keys to the Bible's Divine Inspiration. This is a primer in a memorable format on how you can demonstrate that the Bible is a reliable authority so that when the winds and waves of doubt beat upon your house, you can go back to this and say, yes, God has spoken. The Bible's divine. I can trust it. I can build my house of faith and practice upon it. Well, this has been a special New Year's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It's January 2nd. We're off to a brand new year. The resources that I talked about available for those who support the ministry. Check it out on the web at equip.org or simply write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letter CRI. As I close out the broadcast, can I ask you to pray for our ministry, to support our ministry? We are a team. Together, we do what we do because life and truth matter. I look forward to teamwork this year as we make a difference for time and for eternity around the globe. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us today. To help you immerse yourself in the teachings of Scripture, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version, voiced by an all-star cast and featuring an original music score. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better. My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.